Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3, and welcome to our regular sports show, Game of Two Halves, every Monday live on Money FM 89.3, where I host the sports podcasters from the Straits Times. I'm Rachel Kelly, and I'm joined today by Straits Times sports correspondent Sazali Abdulaziz, and we have a very special guest joining us as well, Chatri Sidyatong, and he's the chief executive officer of mixed martial arts organization One Championship. Welcome, guys. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Now, this week is a big week for One Championship and sports in Singapore as a whole. One's Into the Matrix event on Friday, the 30th of October, will be the first live sports event in the Republic to feature spectators since the circuit breaker measures were introduced in April to combat the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, Into the Matrix, it comes on the back of the successful Reign of Dynasties closed door event that took place on October 9th. Now, both these events are pilot projects One's embarked on with the Singapore Tourism Board to pave the way for future sports events in the Republic. So Chatri, perhaps we can start and you can tell us, you know, whose idea was it to use One's event as a pilot?
We did it in conjunction, in partnership with the Singapore government from multiple agencies. So we've been in discussions over the last several months, and it culminated in our October 9th event. And I'm full of gratitude and appreciation to the various agencies, to the Singapore government, for entrusting me and my team to lead the way for international world-class events, whether it's music, entertainment, or sports, for Singapore, but not just Singapore, for all of Asia. So, you know, we're showing the power of the little red dot by leading the entire continent with the return of world-class international events. You know, October 9th went flawlessly without a hitch. We had to create new processes and systems and to protect against COVID-19, but also at the same time, you know, the most important thing was safety of our athletes, safety of our staff, safety of the general public in Singapore. So creating a bubble from, you know, departure city all the way to arrival, and then the hotels. We had security on every floor. Athletes were not allowed to leave their rooms, even if they tested negative. Liaison officers would escort the athletes to training, head of the events. And then, of course, at the event, we're only allowed, you know, small zones of 30 people at a time. And so it was very, very difficult in terms of execution, but we definitely could not have done it without the full support of the Singapore government. And so, again, full of gratitude and appreciation to the Singapore government for all the support they've given to One Championship, for allowing, you know, One Championship to be the blueprint for other international world-class events in Singapore to follow us.
So that said, was it always the plan with the authorities to have the first event back with no fans, and if successful, the next one with a limited number? Or was this really worked in on the back of the success of Reign of Dynasties?
Yeah, no, definitely it was. I can't stress enough to you guys how everything, because we are the pioneers, and we are in many ways the blueprint for what's going to happen going forward. There's so many lessons and learnings every step of the way, and decisions are literally made every week in real time. And after the successful October 9th event, we were approached by the Ministry of Health to see if we could have 250 members of the public come in, because they wanted to test a super rapid PCR test that I think had a 15-minute turnaround or something like that. And they wanted to test it. And so they'd asked us, you know, and again, we graciously accepted the opportunity, the challenge, and knock on wood that everything goes well. And obviously the 250 tickets sold out in the same day to the lucky fans, the lucky super fans, and it's going to be a spectacular show.
Yeah, Chatri, I was going to ask you about that. You know, all 250 tickets have been snapped up. Yeah, how quickly were they all gone? And you know, do you think it says something about the appetite of live sports events in Singapore and like you said, maybe in Asia?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, of course, we expected the tickets to be snapped up, but it was snapped up in a matter of hours. We expected that because of the limited number. And of course, you know, One Champion hasn't thrown an event since February earlier this year in Singapore. We have a lot of amazing Singaporean fans here. So I hope it's a sign of things to come, because knock on wood, things are going well right now with all the testing for October 30th. And that October 30th goes off without a hitch, then it means not only just for One Championship, can open up for more audience, hopefully, but also that, again, it serves as a blueprint for other international world-class events, whether it's in Singapore or whether it's international events coming to Singapore. And that's a very important milestone for the country, because as we all know, the country is very reliant on foreign trade, on foreign finance, foreign business, foreign tourism. So this is just a huge milestone for us.
And you've mentioned before how one group president, Te Hua Fung, has been crucial in discussions with the local government authorities. Can you share with us how far back you started planning for a return, and what's the process and communication been like?
Yeah, Hua Fung, Te, our group president, obviously born and raised in Singapore, he was actually one of the key members at the time in government who led the charge with Minister Isaron for F1. So he has very, very deep knowledge of sports, very deep knowledge, obviously, of how Singapore government operates. And of course, he has many friends in the government to help create a very strong partnership in bringing live sports back to Singapore. And so he's, you know, instrumental. I mean, he began the discussion, I want to say, maybe April. So when we were in lockdown, we had to figure out a way. And so we're talking to multiple governments. And even to this day, we're still talking to multiple governments. Some are late stage, some are mid stage, to mark the return of one championship international events in other countries. But of course, one thing I have to say is the Singapore government is truly, I would argue, the most competent government in the world. Just look at how we've handled COVID cases here. Just look at how it's leading all of Asia in bringing back international world-class events and just working with everyone, again, from the STB to EDB to IMDA to, you know, Ministry of Health, you know, across the board, many, many agencies. The competence, I can tell you, is world-class. And that's the only reason why One Champion has been able to return with such a large-scale event. October 30th is literally our biggest event of the year.
So actually, you mentioned, you know, obviously how your events are almost providing a blueprint about how live sports, music, entertainment events are going to return. Do you feel any stress, any pressure, because all eyes are now going to be on One? Or are you embracing that sort of scrutiny?
Yeah, no, you know what I told my team? I said, this is the greatest crisis in 100 years. And this is actually, why am I so excited, inspired by it, is this is our time. This is our time to shine, to prove to the whole world and to each other why we're an extraordinary team, why we're an extraordinary company. And so October 9th was obviously stressful. No one had ever done it here in Singapore, and we did it flawlessly. I have an extraordinary team that I serve. I'm so blessed to be their leader. I thank them every day for their passion, for the excellence. But of course, it was very, very stressful for everyone involved. And the government wanted to make sure that we were doing everything to a world-class standard, the highest safety standards in the world. And so we were constantly spot-checked, monitored every step of the way. But at the same time, I was very confident, very, very confident in my team, because again, we've done this all over Asia. Yes, we have new COVID protocols, but again, I tell you that I'm blessed to serve as a leader to the most phenomenal team in the world. And none of this would have happened without my team and without the Singapore government.
Now we've reached the halfway point of our podcast. And if you like the Straits Times Game of Two Halves podcast, you can listen live on Money FM 89.3 every Monday, or you can subscribe to hashtag Game of Two Halves on the Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, or Spotify, and like us and give us a rating. Now we still have with us Chatri Sichitong, and he's the CEO of Mixed Martial Arts Organization One Championship. And he's sharing with us about Into the Matrix, a live event that will take place on October 30th. What are you most looking forward to at Into the Matrix? Is there one fight that you're most excited about?
Yeah, I mean, I think the most, I mean, what's really crazy about this card is there's four world title fights, but I would say this is the first time in history where both the champions and the challengers all have tremendous finish rates. They either, you know, they come and they knock people out or they submit them. I mean, it's just, it rarely happens where both sides are tremendous finishers. They come and they really just either KO people or submit people. And so I think the fans are in for a real, real treat. These are not going to be long, drawn out, boring fights. These are going to be high octane, high adrenaline, very fast. And my biggest advice to all fans, get your popcorn ready at home, or if you're lucky enough to be in the stadium, but don't blink. Do not blink. That's my advice.
Don't want to miss a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Don't you think the finish rate is just insane on this card?
Yeah, and this is an extremely stacked card. You know, I can't really decide which fight I'm looking most forward to. Obviously, there's Tiffany and Tiffany Teo, our Singaporean girl, and Siong Jing Nan. You know, it's a rematch from almost 3 years ago. Tiffany's looking to be the first Singapore-born world champion in one championship. Then Christian Lee, of course, who fights under the Singapore flag. I think he's developed so well in the last couple of years and looked really good in his last couple of fights against, you know, a couple of really tough opponents. And lastly, Ong La, I think this is the first time he's actually fighting in Singapore. I'm a bit surprised to find that out. But, you know, he's a huge star in his native Myanmar. He's a top talent and you know, it's going to be great to be able to see him in the indoor stadium.
Well, you know what? There's so much we can talk about in the run-up to fight night. But lastly, Cezali, before we go, over to you for this week's game of two halves moment of the week.
Well, Lewis Hamilton's record-setting 92nd F1 race victory is worth noting. But I think because Chatri is here, I think we'll stay with MMA for this week's moment of the week. And it has to be the retirement of Khabib Nurmagomedov. You know, to see the lightweight great, you know, in tears on his knees after his win at UFC 245 and the emotional speech he gave afterward about his late dad. I think it was just a very moving moment and it was a great dignified way, you know, for, you know, one of the greats to bow out from the sport.
Well, there goes the final whistle on our sports discussion of the week. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us. Thank you again to our special guest, Chatri Sijiatong, CEO of One Championship, for joining us. And you can follow us on Straits Times Game of Two Halves podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts. You can also catch this episode on Straits Times YouTube channel later this week. Cezali and Chatri, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rachel. Thank you, Jatri.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.